Let's sing in our hymnal, page 348, shall we? 348, close to thee. Let's sing that this evening. Let's also sing page 345, shall we? 345.
And we closer. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine.
The third,
O the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend.
Let's sing the fourth verse together.
There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I cannot reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross.
That song we just sang says, there are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. And that's true. There is a day for each one of us, or perhaps when the Lord comes for us all, that we're going to see him face to face, and all the joy and the peace and everything is, we're going to see it in its completeness, in its fullness. But it's important for us to recognize that we are not just waiting for that day, but there are heights of love. There's peace that we can know now. The psalmist says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. It's my prayer tonight that the Lord will draw us more closely to himself. And as we do, we'll get that. Again, it seems like that theme just keeps coming up. We'll get a closer, more clear glimpse of himself. And when we see him, as we experience his presence, that joy, that peace, that pleasure that he offers to us will become more full and more complete in our lives. He wants us to experience it. It's not just, there was an old evangelist. He was kind of one of those, I guess you'd call him prosperity evangelists, you know, who taught everybody should be rich. But his name, Reverend Ike was his name. Everybody remember Reverend Ike? If you're chuckling, you know, he was an interesting character. But he used to talk about, I don't want my pie in the sky by and by. You know, in other words, I'm not waiting. I don't want to wait. I want it now. And of course, what he was talking about was, you know, fancy cars and flashy rings and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there was something to that, though, because there are a lot of Christians are waiting, oh, when we get to heaven. And that's true. It's going to be beyond anything we can probably imagine. But why wait until we get to heaven? Where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. Is Jesus here? Is Jesus in you? Well,
these depths of love, these heights of joy that we sang about. And of course, I'm not disagreeing with Fanny Crosby. She's absolutely right. But Lord wants us to experience that now. We are to enjoy our salvation. We are to walk in his presence, in his joy, in his love, in his peace. And so draw near to him tonight. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw near to you. I do just want to offer, by way of thanksgiving, a little testimony. I want to thank the Lord for his hand of protection today. Since this morning, I don't know what time it was, around 10 o'clock or so, when we were together in the palace having our table worship, till just a few minutes before the meeting, I've been on the road. I've been on the road all day today. I just want to thank the Lord for good weather, believe it or not. I didn't see any rain until I was up near Saratoga, and then it hit. I said, I'm getting near camp. The weather's getting lousy. It was beautiful. It was beautiful down there, but now they're getting thunderstorms too. But I just want to thank the Lord for his protection, and also to ask you just to remember my son Sam, who I use so many times in my illustrations, because he's not here. He has strep throat, and so as it turned out, they are still home. So I came back empty-handed, as it were, but it was still good to go down and give a little hand and help out a little bit. But just remember him in our prayers, and just that the Lord will touch him. I know my wife talked maybe about trying to sneak up tomorrow with them, but then again, she called me just before the meeting and said his temperature is starting to spike again, so I don't know if he's going to make it. But I thank the Lord that he's taking a little antibiotic and all, but believing that the Lord will touch him. And so would you just join me praying for him? Lord, I ask that you'll come to Sam tonight. I pray, Lord, that you will touch him. I thank you, Lord, that even though he's not well, that still he doesn't feel that badly. Lord, I ask that you'll give him a good night's rest. You see how last night was a tough night, and he was up so much. But I pray that you will just lay your hand upon his head. Thank you that he's coming to know you and love you. And I ask that he'll come to know you as his healer. And I pray that you will touch him and just give him a good night's rest. And my wife as well, who was up with him so much throughout the night last night, I just ask that you will be with them. Lord, and if there's anyone here who needs a touch and body, we just we'll commit them to you. We thank you, Lord, that whenever we come into your presence, that as your hand of blessing, as your presence meets us, we know that you touch us. You touch us in our bodies. You meet us in our souls, in our minds, in our emotions. And whatever it is we need, we know that it is met in you. And so we ask that you will help us to draw near to you this evening and allow you to meet us and minister to us and give us exactly what's in your heart for us tonight. We know you hear the cries of our hearts. We know you know even more than our heart knows. And so we thank you for that tonight. And we ask that you will move and that you will minister. And I also pray, Lord, that your hand of protection will continue to be upon the camp. And you see, I know you know all about the weather. You see some of the wild weather that's been around and is still around this area. Father, we just ask for your hand to be upon this place. We ask you'll protect the girls in the village, the little ones in the cottage and here in Watch Rock. We just believe you, Lord Jesus, that you'll cover us with your blood. We thank you that we can plead the blood. We thank you for your hand of mercy and protection that has been on this camp throughout its existence. And we just continue to look to you, and we rest under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you that we can trust in you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let me sing one more song. I'm going to sing 123. And we're going to go in our study a little early this evening, if that's okay. Do you mind? Mind if we start a little early? Is that okay? Anybody have a problem with that? Sisterman's looking around. Raise your hand on pain of. No. We certainly we'll have some time for prayer at the end, but I want to share something with you tonight that maybe you've never heard before. I'm excited to tell you. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Let's sing more abundantly. Brother Tim, hit it. Waitresses, could you sing that first verse for us, please? Could you? Come on, I'll help you. Ready?
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you his disciple? Test his word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundantly.
Good, all together.
More abundantly, more abundantly.
you're getting out of it? Housekeeping, grounds. Verse 2, ready? Together.
For his matchless favor, magnify the name of our gracious Savior, who from glory came. Let the saints adore him for this wondrous word, sealing our redemption through the crimson flood.
Together.
More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life.
The third.
Come to him believing, hearken to his call, all from him receiving, yield to him your all. Jesus will accept you when to him you flee. He will grant his blessing more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord.